episode 23 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comics chronologically, kind of. So, we're going into the fall issue of Batman, which is Batman number 3. It was released in the fall of 1940. I don't know what month, because I never looked that up, but... And the version that I'm reading, it's 54 pages, but I'm pretty sure it's actually 64 pages because this doesn't have any ads or anything in the version that I have. It is... Yeah, that's all the facts you really need. The cover has Batman and Robin running towards you with no background. It looks kind of bland, honestly.
Yeah, they went cheap this time for some reason.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Just Batman and Robin running with more, it was saying more brand new... Whirlwind Adventures of the Batman and Robin.
I also feel like that's a reused Batman and Robin. Like, I've seen that running pose with stuff behind it.
Possibly. There's a panel coming up that I want to point out. I think it was reused from an earlier comic, but I could be
wrong. That's what I think this is, too. But I didn't know. I didn't notice the other one. I can't wait to see which one it is.
So, it's still DC publication, still Bob Kane, it's still 10 cents, and it's still 15 cents in Canada. Yeah.
Did you guys notice in this picture that the leg is drawn identical, just shortened up a little bit, but the lines and everything, the way that they drew it, obviously it's the same artist, but everything leg is like symmetrical.
Robin's and Batman, you mean?
And Batman, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they had to fit it on the screen somehow. Alright, let's move into the first story, because there's nothing to talk about there.
No, there's not.
Alright, the first story is called The Strange Case of the Diabolical Puppet Master. Is that what you got on, Chris?
Yeah, all of these ones are like long titles, too, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. This one is 13 pages long, and we open up with a splash page with this fat Geppetto-looking guy with a puppet of Batman and Robin with Batman looking in on him.
Yeah, Batman's snooping. Batman's creeping on him.
Yeah, it's just another one of those splash pages that have nothing to do with the story.
Right.
Just
I mean, this one at least shows the Puppet Master.
Yes, exactly. Other than that, it has nothing to do with the story.
Well, the splash pages kind of just gives you it's almost like an overview of what's coming a lot of the times. But this panel's actually not in the comic. It's not canon, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, there's never a time where he's got both puppets sitting there. No, it's definitely not canon.
Exactly. But we truly start off with Batman on a roof hiding behind a chimney.
Yeah.
As you do.
With bats flying around,
yes. I don't know what the pink smoke is in the next panel is.
The smoke is white? In the next panel.
Yeah.
What, behind the moon?
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm not probably... What is the... He don't look right in that panel either.
I don't know if he's getting ready to jump.
Or he's getting ready to sit down to go poop.
Yeah, it's definitely strange.
Told you. It was his duty. I told you that joke.
So here's what I don't understand about this next things of chain of events. Batman's looking down from the roof, and he sees this guy bump into another guy. And that's cause for him to go down there and intervene.
Well, see, back then, I believe there was a lot of pickpockets. And he noticed that this guy went out of his way to bump into that guy. So I think he thought it was a pickpocket.
Is that what you think it is?
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
They're portraying it as, hey, that guy just bumped into that guy. I should go investigate for no reason.
Batman says, seems to be going out of his way to bump into that man.
I guess so.
So.
Anyway, Batman comes down to intervene and the guy throws a punch at him.
Yeah, right away.
So then Batman punches him in the face and then his buddy gets out with a wrench. Is that a wrench or?
A blackjack.
A blackjack. Yes. And hits him in his soft spot in the back of the head.
Yeah, so, they take it away.
Batman knockout count number 8 in this point.
There was a lot of blackjacks back then. Like a lot. Was everybody just carrying a blackjack all the time? I've never held a blackjack in my hand.
It's for criminals, yeah, probably.
I'm going to get me a blackjack and carry it around.
Oh, by the way, in the last episode, I forgot to mention that Joker knocked out Batman, too. So that was knockout number 7. This is knockout number 8, though.
Okay.
Anyway, the guy that he saved, I guess?
He saved him, but then the guy checks on him and sees if he's hurt.
Yeah, because he just got hit in the back of the head. And so they talk, and he says all he has is a scratch.
Right. He thinks they're trying to steal his atomic energy formula.
Yeah, he's just...
right out of nowhere, he just... Oh my god, he pickpocketed me, he tried to steal my atomic energy formula.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Why would he have the atomic formula on him and he thinks that? I don't know.
Is he carried around with him? Maybe it's written on his blackjack. Maybe that's where it is.
Maybe. Well, he doesn't have a blackjack, this guy.
Oh, only bad guys have blackjacks. That's right. I thought everybody carried them.
No, it's just the bad guys because they always hit Batman in the back of the head with it.
True. How come Batman doesn't carry a blackjack?
Because it wouldn't be fair.
He's afraid of them.
I mean, they're so effective.
He's afraid of them, that's why.
Unless you're the Joker, you just punch him in the face and then knock him out.
Yeah. Yes.
And somebody else in this comic, which you won't believe.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that part. So, I guess we move on to the next day, and Bruce Wayne just out for a walk, and he just happens to see the two guys he fought yesterday dressed in the same outfit.
They're dressed, it says earlier, they're dressed like in a Cossack's costume, which I'm not sure what that is.
We had this conversation way back with
Java. I do remember. We thought it was some kind of Russian thing.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. If you're going to be a criminal, don't attack in your uniform.
That's their criminal uniform. That's their Robin job. Uniform.
No, because they're in there being puppeteers.
Yes, they are. That's the next panel. They're in puppeteers.
But it's still their job.
Yeah, but
so what? Bruce follows them to the puppeteer place, right?
Well, he follows them to his building, and this guy says, "Hey, this is where Dimitri does puppets and stuff."
Oh, okay. And then that Ed says at that night show. I thought then Robin was there all of a sudden, but no, he comes back.
No, he finds out about the puppet show, and then they were like, "Hey, there's a puppet show tonight." And then Bruce goes visit the puppet show to watch it while he makes Robin break in.
But Robin stopped at like a doctor's office or something and got a stethoscope on his way over there.
No, you're wrong, because it says he applies an instrument to the wall very much like a doctor's stethoscope.
Oh, but not exactly a doctor's stethoscope.
It's not exactly a stethoscope. Apparently, they couldn't just get a stethoscope.
They had to make one. It's a batoscope.
Apparently.
Does he keep it in his belt?
I mean, he's still got that radio in his belt, so probably.
He does. But, right. Well, when this panel's over, he puts it somewhere, so who knows?
He also pulls it out of somewhere before this panel. So.
Right. He doesn't have it in his hand, and then all of a sudden he's put it again. So it must come out of his belt. Or he just stuffs it down his trousers or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Robin uses the stethoscope to listen in on the bad guy's plan that they're happen to talking at that exact moment about.
Well, maybe Robin stood there all day. Until he finally heard it.
Well, no, because it's that night, as the puppet show's happening.
Yeah, he just wants to talk about it. He's not paying attention to the puppet show at all.
So, yeah, he's explaining how he's going to get the, what the hell's it called? The Voss rifle tomorrow and get the plans from the doctor tonight.
Right.
And Robin goes and tells Batman.
No, he
goes and tells Bruce Wayne. I'm sorry.
Well, and that's my question. Nobody sees Robin talking to Bruce Wayne at the puppet show.
To be fair, the background is like a lime green.
It is a green screen, I guess.
So it could be home. They could be home by then, right?
Yeah, it's who knows where they are because they didn't detail it.
There is no timeline. I just thought it was funny that it's Robin talking to Bruce Wayne, and it was all kind of around the show. And I'm like, I'm confused here.
Now you got me noticing a lot of these panels have no background.
That's what I was about to say. I went back a couple of things, and so far there's like four or five panels that are just plain colors in the background.
Right, solid colors. What, they got the artists get lazy or something?
That's what I thought, but I'm actually thinking they had a lot of trouble getting their comics done on time, so it was probably rushed.
So just get it done.
Yeah, do what you have to get it done. I think that's what it was.
Which is probably why the cover of this book is kind of just a reused thing, too.
But, like, instead of a solid color, you can't just put bricks or something behind it?
I mean, you could, but it wouldn't really help where they are.
True, true.
What difference
like,
does it
make?
Like,
why bother? You're right. Right.
I mean, listen, Batman's taking a shit on the moon in the first thing.
That's true.
So, I don't know what's going on in this comic right now.
So, the Dimitri, the head puppeteer guy, pulls out a puppet of the doctor who got scratched that Batman saved in the first panel.
Mm-hmm.
As a puppet, he sits down in his chair and concentrates really, really hard. And
go ahead.
And then he telepathically communicates with the doctor.
I can't believe they used to be able to do that in the 50s. We can't do that anymore.
We lost that ability.
I know. Damn. Well, maybe they lost the formula to that scratch stuff, because that's why he's got it from the scratch.
Yeah, you have to get scratch with that formula, and then you can communicate telepathically and control them.
This guy's a weirdo. Does he make puppets of people and play with them? But that's not how he uses to control them, right?
Well, he needs the puppets for his act.
So he's just making puppets of people all the time.
Yeah, or maybe that is the avatar he needs in order to concentrate.
Maybe, okay. I'll give him that.
They don't go into any of that, for the record.
No.
They don't tell you any of it.
Well, no,
we're making up our own story.
Yes.
That's what the maybe before we go. That's our own little fan theories there. So the doctor wakes up as the... Well, I'm just going to say it. His name's the Puppeteer. That's his villain name.
And is that his name? I was calling him the Puppet Master, but I guess it is probably the Puppeteer.
Maybe it is Puppet Master. Maybe it is the Puppet... Maybe I just like Puppeteer better, I guess. But the title does say Puppet Master, so...
It does.
Yeah, because I think the guys in the green are the Puppeteers. But master, he's the puppets, Master.
I'm pulling your strings.
Is the Puppet Movie Master. Called... Is the Puppet Movie we and you used to argue about all the time, Uncle Chris, Puppet Master?
Yes, it's Puppet Master. Then another movie came out called Puppet Masters, but it had nothing to do with Puppet Master. And then we had some fights about that. Because you were talking about one with aliens. And
that is Puppet Master!
Yes, but there's one called Puppet Masters that's about aliens, too. But it has nothing to do with this Puppet Master.
But there's a Puppet Master with aliens.
I know that, but that's not what... When we were arguing about it, there was one came out called Puppet Masters, and it was about aliens. And you kept telling me there was a Puppet Master with aliens, and I kept telling you, that's not the same thing.
But we were both right.
Wait, so yeah, both are about aliens.
Right.
They have nothing to do with each other.
Okay.
I'm more right, that's all.
No, you're wrong. Tell me there wasn't aliens in Puppet Master. That's wrong. I lost my place in Batman. Hold on.
So the Dr. Craig succumbs to the hypnotic ways, and
he makes a puppet. He makes a puppet that looks like a skeleton, and then he makes one with a drill on the top of his head. Oh no, I'm in the wrong movie. Sorry.
The skeleton had a hook for a hand. Hold on.
Is that Puppet Master or Puppet Masters?
I think that's Puppet Master 1 through 4. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, none of those had aliens in them, by the way.
Yeah, huh, the fourth one did.
Here we go.
Oh, God, anyway. We're so off track. That's why I was calling on the Puppeteer. So the Puppeteer is what I'm going to continue to call him. Tells the doctor to bring him the formula. Well, no, he tells him to give it to his henchmen who come in through the front door. Dressed in their green outfits again. So there's two things I want to mention here. They're just breaking into his house anyway, right?
Right.
Yes.
Why didn't he just go through, instead of going through all the trouble, just break in and steal the formula?
Because he wanted them to hand them to him.
And that green
uniform... Because he's the Puppet Master.
So, and I'm going to bring up something from my other podcast that you guys are not going to have any context for, but this is... The uniforms they're wearing look like an anime uniform that one of Yusuke wears in Yusuke, Yu Yu Hakusho, but you don't know what that is.
They almost look like Japanese chef uniforms or something. Like, they have that button over.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that guy threw shrimp at me and set an onion on fire when I was up there.
Choo-choo!
But if anyone's ever watched Yu Yu Hakusho out there, they'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do not.
Yeah, no, no. You guys don't watch anime. It's okay.
I thought you were clearing your throat when you said that. I don't know. Hakusho! Hakusho!
Bless you.
So the henchmen go to take the formula, but Batman steals it before them.
Yeah.
And then he beats them up with the said formula.
And they try to stab. Oh, yeah, he does hit him in the face with it.
Yes, he hits him in the face with a paper.
Then he tries to stab. One of the guys tries to stab him, and Batman throws him to the other one. And we get three panels in a row with just plain color backgrounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Yellow, black, and red.
At least they change it up.
Right, but the problem is they change it up and it's the same room. Is there like every wall painted a different color?
Yes.
Okay.
So one of the thugs come at Batman with a blackjack and he's scared. So he hits him in the head with a vase.
And he says, "Not me, brother."
Exactly. And then he punches him in the face after hitting him with the vase into another guy. And then the villains run away.
I love that a lot of times they just run away, and he don't even bother to chase them.
Well, he knows he'll get them later.
Yeah, I guess.
He needs to follow someone to somewhere, you know?
Well, luckily we're further along, because in the first couple comic books, he would have killed them. So, at least it's not doing that anymore.
Yes, these ones get away, at least.
Yeah.
I do have a kill count in one in these four that we're doing, so...
Mm-hmm.
But Batman gets knocked out more in these four than he does kill, so I'll give him that.
Oh, definitely.
So... They decide that the only way to free the Doctor from his hypnosis is to electric shock him.
Yeah, Batman really likes this lobotomies and electric shock treatment shit.
Yeah.
They were cutting edge at the time.
So as they're doing that, the Puppet Master is getting angry at his men for failing. Yeah. But they're going to move on to their next plan.
I do kind of like the one panel where he's got all the people around him. I know we didn't get to that yet, but I do. It's the circle one. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's the next page.
Yeah, with his hands. Yeah. Yeah, that one actually is pretty cool.
It shows him taking over a bunch of criminals that his thugs scratched with the formula.
That's why I didn't get into it yet, because I thought you were going to describe the plan. His plan is he's going to send the guys out to scratch a bunch of people and make like a mob.
Right.
Yeah.
For what purpose, though?
Well, I thought to attack Batman, but apparently to stop a train?
Yeah, I don't understand this plan at all.
But... right after he goes around scratching people and they shows him like controlling everybody, they show Batman and Robin running down a tunnel to get to the bat plane. I like that. It's like he's leaving the bat cave at this point.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
And he's not keeping it in a cave at all. He's got a little hangar and stuff.
Right. He's not parking on the roof of the friggin' Wayne Manor.
And it actually looks like a plane now, not like a bat or a helicopter or...
It looks more like a plane now, but they actually mentioned that it looks like a bat going by the moon.
Oh, that that panel right there where they says, look up, it's a bat.
Yeah.
I could have sworn they used that panel before.
That's the one?
That same exact panel where he's pointing up in the sky at it, but I couldn't find it in any of the previous comics. I didn't search thoroughly, though, but I could have sworn... I could have sworn I seen them use the same art before.
It would make sense. It would make sense. Why draw it again? I'll just throw it in there. I don't have no time. I can't even draw backgrounds. I gotta do something.
It's funny. It does remind me of it, but I think that it looked more like a bat. I know the panel you're talking about. I can't think of comic it is.
Yeah, no, I got the plane looked different, and even maybe the background looked different, but the same person, the same motion. It's like they just slightly changed it.
I honestly think you're absolutely right.
I honestly think they used that one in the Superman comic, too. Look, in the sky, the bird.
That's possible, too. Oh, man. So, we cut from Batman flying his plane at night to the next day, I guess.
I don't know.
Or it's at least sunset or sunrise.
It says even... Well, is that a fire?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't tell if the thing, like, crashed and there's a fire or if that's brush.
I think that's brush.
But it does say, even as it rockets through the sky, tragedy has already struck the Metropolis Limited. So it's the same time.
Right, yeah. But so I don't think that's fire. I do think that's brush because the train's still going.
Okay, yeah. And what's that guy with the gas mask? That's crazy looking.
And he has like a gun. It almost looks like he's putting it through his own head. It's really strange picture.
Yeah, because I don't think he comes back, does he?
I don't see that mask ever again, I don't think.
Nope.
Yeah, he's just there and he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's another guy. No, he does, but in the next page, he's there getting kicked with another guy. He's in a brown suit and he has the gas mask. Maybe it's a different guy. I don't know. It's weird.
It's hard to tell.
It's definitely weird. It's a weird looking mask that guy's got. Oh, no, it is. It might be the same guy.
All I know is that this fight scene with the train reminds me a lot of the pygmy fight back.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. It does.
It's very similar.
Well, Robin swings down on a rope, and then Batman sets the control so that the plane doesn't move.
Yeah, but Robin stays up there because on the next page, he's still up on the ladder. They jump back on the ladder.
They run away for the first time I've ever seen because of the tear gas. They jump back on the plane and then they use whatever they have in the plane to get rid of it, to neutralize the tear gas.
Yes, that's exactly what they do. They neutralize it. He says something like, tear gas. I have something for that or something.
Yeah, but they got to get back on the plane to use it. And then by the time they get ready to go back onto the train again, the cops are there.
Right. Yeah, it's a confusing bunch of panels.
Yeah, it is.
And your cat really wants to join the podcast, Lump.
I was trying to ignore it.
Oh, he does. Yes,
I was trying
does.
To ignore it. I'm thinking TJ's sitting here saying, oh my God, I got to edit out this freaking cat. But dude, now that we mentioned it, you can leave it in.
Yeah.
He does this for hours.
Oh my God, that would drive me nuts.
I couldn't hold it in anymore. I was like,
well, it's good. Now you don't have to edit it because we just talked about it. What's the cat's name? He wants to talk about Batman.
This is Bray Cat. That's his name.
The cat couldn't wait until we did the cat episode. The cat.
I know. Story? Come on. Your thing's coming up.
Yeah.
Well, I moved my computer to the other side of the room, and now he can see me.
Oh, no.
So now he's looking at me and meowing and meowing and meowing.
Anyway, in the fight with these guys, Batman gets scratched so he can be gold. And the puppeteer has a puppet of Batman ready to go.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a puppet of Batman. Batman got scratched on the face.
Yes.
So I guess Batman's going to be in trouble, huh?
Though sure it looks that way.
Yeah.
The puppeteer plays with his Batman puppet and then sits down and does his telepathic communication.
You're right, that's his avatar to get him thinking about the person he's going to possess.
Yeah.
It helps him get into character.
Right.
And he's like...
Now, if you were going to hypnotize Batman, right, from wherever he's at, wouldn't you have him just walk over to you and then take off his mask so you can see who he is?
Why?
Why not? Then you have Batman by the short curlies if you...
No, because if he gets free of that means he's got to kill you then.
Yeah, I guess you're right. He does have to kill you.
That's true.
There. Plus, they're not sure about him anyway.
I didn't think about it that way.
They don't know if he wants to kill people or not. Like, we know because we read it, but...
But this Batman would brutally murder him if he found out.
He would have to.
Yeah. All of his puppets would be on fire.
It would be an inferno.
So he's like, Batman, whoever you are, go steal some jewels so I can call the police and get them to arrest you.
That's a stupid plan. He knows Batman kicks the cop's ass sometimes, too. Like, it's a dumb plan.
So Batman uses acid, I guess, to get through this glass door.
Is that what that is?
Or is he using a glass cutter?
It looks like a wrench to me. Like, he just popped a hole in it and stuck his hand in.
Oh, he just busted it with a wrench?
Busted it, I think, yeah.
Oh, I thought he was more...
Oh, no, it says it.
It says... The creak of a glass cutter.
Yeah, it's a glass cutter. Well, he's not good with it then because he made it all jagged. He's going to cut himself.
Well, he's just used to busting through.
True. Why would he go through the door any other time he climbs through the window?
Well, there's glass in that door. That's why.
Oh, is that what makes it? He likes glass. That's what the thing is. If it's a hardwood door, he doesn't go through it. If it's glass, he can go through it.
Exactly. We're figuring it out as we go.
Yeah.
So Batman goes in and starts taking some jewels, and then the cops show up. Only to get their asses kicked.
Right. And then, guess what? He does a headlong dive through thick glass window.
Yeah, he goes through the window.
Forgot all about his glass cutter. He's going through the glass.
And, of course, he beats them up, and then he runs away, and he gets away from the cops, because that's what he does.
Yeah. Well, the cops stink. We know that already. Gotham cops don't chase nobody. They're like, oh my God, he's 8 feet away. I guess we can't catch him.
So, meanwhile, back at Wayne Manor, Robin wakes up to find Bruce is gone. So, he does something to find him. I forget what.
Robin sees a familiar form. Oh, no, Batman comes home. Robin's getting ready to leave, and he notices Batman's coming home.
Okay. So, Robin goes up to him and says to him, what do you got in that bag? And Batman says... And then Robin tries to take the bag, and Batman says, these are for the puppet master. And then he slaps him in the face.
He slaps him. It looks like he might backhand him. He might have backhanded him.
He might have. Yeah. Batman just slapped Robin. Yeah. Robin's so heartbroken in the next panel.
He's very sad. He's got his hand on his face. His what's that thing called? His damask. What are they called? I forget what the name of the mask.
I don't know what the mask is. Robin's Diamond. Mask. I don't...
Yeah, well, even his eyes are like... Have emotion to them with the mask on.
Yeah. But then he realized Batman's hypnotized, so he punches him in the throat and knocks him out.
He knocks Batman the F out. He does. He just punches... No, it says he punches him in the unprotected jaw.
Well, it looks like in the throat.
And it does look like right in the throat in the thing, but he knocks him right out.
So Batman knockout count number 9, but this... Robin didn't even need to hit him in the back of the head. He punches him in the jaw, knocks him out, and then carries him over his shoulder.
Robin does a lot of things in these next couple comics that are weird.
Robin is really strong.
Apparently.
He's the boy wonder.
But the Batman shows up to the Puppet Master with the jewels after all. He's still hypnotized. Or not, because then Batman just punches him in the stomach and the face and knocks him out.
Yeah,
Batman beats the crap out of the Puppet Master.
And then Robin says, I guess after they knock him out, I guess we should deliver him to the police. Yeah, and then Batman's like, yeah, and then we can explain how I'm not a criminal for stealing things, because I was hypnotized by a Puppet Master, because they're going to believe that.
Well, maybe, like
okay,
I said,
Mr. Batman, we get it. You were hypnotized. We're okay that you beat us all up.
Why don't we talk more about this while you're in that cell over there?
Yes.
Anyway.
Robin's mask is called a domino mask, just so you know. I looked it up.
There you go.
Domino mask. Yeah, go ahead. Never mind.
Anyway, the Batman and Robin, the Boy Wonder, battle their way through the Amazing Adventures every month in Detective Comics. Don't miss it. And that's the end of that story. Oh, so this is... a big issue, so we're going to be going through all of them in this one episode. I don't know if we mentioned that one.
Right. Okay.
So, we go into the next issue, which is called The Ugliest Man in the World.
Real nice.
Yeah, I know. This one's pretty messed up.
Yeah, this one's bad.
So, we have it up on a splash page that actually is canon, with Batman jumping in on a brawl that's happening. Yeah. And there's just a big fight for a couple of panels. We really don't know what's going on that in the beginning.
It says, no, he's while on his nocturnal midnight prowl, the Batman sights a man engaged in an unequal struggle and decides to lend him assistance.
Yeah, so he just intervenes.
Yeah, he gets in a fight. He don't know who's right, who's wrong. He just jumps in.
Exactly. Then one guy pulls a gun and Batman punches him in the face. And then the thugs try to run away while Dick Tracy pulls his Tommy gun out and tries to shoot him.
Dick Tracy tried to drive by. He did.
And Batman jumps and saves the guy. But the guy turns out to be a detective named McGonagall.
Yeah, I don't like this
guy. Who pulls a gun on Batman and tries to arrest him. So Batman facepalms him over a fire hydrant and runs away. And then at the police headquarters, McGonagall, who he's like a heavy set. What's the guy's name from Popeye that eats burgers?
we've had a couple Wimpies in here already.
Yeah, well, he's a mix between Wimpy and Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, I don't really like this character that they created, but...
I didn't mind him.
I get what he's doing. But yeah, he's like a heavy cigar-smoking guy, too.
He's supposed to be comic relief, essentially.
I get it. Like, they kind of make him dumb, but they make him a good detective. Like, I don't really know where they were going with
that. I got the impression that he was a good detective. He just can't get one over on Batman.
Well, they made him dumb, but he also, he's like, he wants to find out who Batman is now because Batman pissed him off.
Well, I didn't get that he was dumb. I got that he was egotistical and arrogant.
Yeah, maybe. But he, like,
yeah,
he won't even
admit.
Yeah, I don't
know. When he's talking, yeah, it's kind of weird. When he's talking with the chief, it's kind of, what's his name?
Gordon?
Yeah, Gordon. Gordon kind of makes him out to be, like, a little bit dumb, but says he's a good detective. I just wasn't a big fan.
When he's talking to the uniform cops, they're laughing at him and stuff. Like, they're making fun of him.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, they get to this point where he's, like, not...
Like, he's a joke.
Yeah, well, he's a joke.
I get that got that they're making fun of him because Batman got one over on him.
That's a possibility, too.
They're like, oh, sure, Batman would be in jail if he hadn't got you. Sure, that's what I got out of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but anyway, McGonagall wants to catch Batman, who is Bruce Wayne. They make it a... I only say that because he's taking off his mask in the next panel.
Right.
Making a point to show us that. But he's still a playboy, so he's going to visit one of his friends.
Here's my thing. He's a playboy. Like, they're mentioning playboy more often now. Did he get rid of the fiance? Did he kick her to the curb, the actress fiance?
Well, at the last comic, apparently, it looks that way.
Yeah, but, well, she didn't. She was like, I wish he was more like Batman. I remember that. But, like, yeah.
No. I'm talking about when we story at the end of this
run. No. Because that happened. The same thing that happens at the end of this one, which we'll talk about, happened before while he was engaged.
That's true. He was still engaged. Maybe he's taking the Playboy thing seriously.
Yeah, maybe. But we don't hear about her too much. Maybe she'll show up again.
Yeah, I think she does show up again.
Yeah.
Well, he goes to his friend's house, who has a visitor named Larrymore.
You think they just call Larry because his last name's Larrymore and nobody really knows his first name?
I think his parents are just really cruel.
We're going to call you Larry Larrymore.
Yep. I'm trying to... His Harvey Dodge is the name of the friend. I think that name came up before.
I think so, too. I recognized it. I couldn't find where, but I swore Harvey Dodge was in before.
I don't know. I can't keep track of Bruce Wayne's, all of his rich friends' names and stuff.
Yeah.
So Bruce and these two rich guys are having a conversation, and then Harvey Dodge turns ugly.
He just turns
dun,
ugly.
Dun, dun. Yep.
And not only does he turn ugly, but they talk about how he looks bloated and moronic. So he turns ugly and stupid.
But it looks like he just got wrinkles.
Yeah, he looks old, right? Yeah. That's kind of what I saw it, and I'm like, well, I guess he's ugly, but he looks just old.
Yeah, it looks like he aged. That's what I thought was happening at first, but now he's just turning ugly.
I guess wrinkles make you ugly? I don't know.
I don't know. But they got a doctor, and no one can figure out why it's happening.
Yeah.
And then
Bruce summons the doctor. They can't figure out why. And then hordes of ugly people.
Yeah, they're smashing everything that's beautiful.
Yeah, but people are just turning ugly out of nowhere.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty much. It just says that a horde of horde is picked up
and because,
by the police.
And because they turn ugly, all of a sudden they need to destroy all the beautiful things in the world.
Well,
this is a stupid plot.
I agree.
Yeah, I didn't have an argument with that. I wanted to argue with you, but I couldn't think of nothing.
I agree. I got nothing to argue about. It's really dumb.
It's not great.
So, yeah, so people are getting ugly. The reason why McGonagall was in that fight in the beginning is because the ugly people were trying to destroy the museum, and he was intervened to stop it. So Bruce is visiting Commissioner Gordon again.
And Gordon says, come on, let's go. Will you come with me while I go to this place again?
McGonagall comes in and tells him about something. I don't know. I am really losing my place on
about,
that here.
McGonagall tells about the experience with the ugly men.
Right. Because he has the most experience, and McGonagall's going with him, and he's like, Bruce, why don't you come along? Sure.
Why not? Hey, you're rich. You must, you can come along. You're not going to do anything wrong.
And then we have a bunch of ugly people in a cellar waiting for the... Good.
Then the next panel, they're all in the cellar when they're waiting for the leader. When they show the leader in the next panel, it looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Does he?
Look at his face.
He almost, in the last panel when he's standing there, he almost reminded me of like Two-Face, though. I don't know. The way they drew it, it kind of was. But yeah, he does look like Arnold.
Get to the chopper.
All I'm saying is they're making this a guy out to be the ugliest man in the world. He doesn't look like the ugliest man in the world to me.
I'm not sure he's the ugliest man. He's got a little bit of a big nose. And I think he's got scars on his face, but I'm not positive.
His face does look like it's melting a little bit.
Yeah, and big
teeth. He's got big teeth and big lips, but...
They say he's deformed, but it really almost looks like wrinkles. I don't know. It just looks like an old dude.
Actually, you know what I'm getting? I'm getting a very gorilla vibe now that I'm looking at it.
I do kind of see that, too. Yeah, I see that, too.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe he's turning into Gorilla Grodd.
So then he grabs a knife and stabs a painting.
Because beautiful things must die, I guess.
Rid of the beautiful things, yeah.
So, at Wayne Manor, Bruce is reading about all the things, and Robin's like, I can read your mind, and we're going to go stop the ugly horde, and Batman and Robin are on the case.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the ugly whore are at the pier because they always end up at the pier for some reason.
Well, they know that something was coming in, right? Isn't there like a painting or something?
Yeah, but there's always a shipment coming in, apparently.
Well, because Gotham, that's how they got stuff back then. They didn't they had a train.
Gotham has a shipment like every other comic.
Yeah. They're always getting stuff.
They have close by docks. I mean, that's where the imports come in.
And then they show Batman and Robin showing up beat this guy, and he's ugly, or these are supposed to be ugly people, but this guy with the eye patch doesn't look ugly.
None of them really look like, there's like a bald guy. They don't really look ugly.
They look like normal people, right?
They look like thugs, you know, that criminals with hire. Yeah. They're not doing a very good job portraying this, is all I'm saying. So Batman and Robin, good.
I was just going to say they could have drawn him a little uglier, no doubt.
Yeah, they could have done something, boils or something, you know, anything.
Like, Batman, even in the next, like, he beats him up and there's the one guy saying, there's the car. That guy looks totally normal.
But he's got, like, a collar up over his face. Maybe that makes him ugly.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not really getting the gist of them being ugly. It doesn't look that way.
So Batman, they all start to run off, right?
Well, Batman and Robin stops them from taking the stuff from the ship, and then they all get in the car and run off, yes.
Yeah, then they're going to chase them, and then what happens?
And then McGonagall shows up.
He's going to arrest them now.
He's going to arrest them, and then Batman asks him if he can swim, and then Batman pushes him off the pier.
Hey, Batman asks if he can swim on one page. Before I turned that page, I said, that guy's going in the water. At least he checked first. He didn't want to kill him.
Yeah. I think Batman likes McGonagall, honestly, because he keeps playing with him.
Yeah, he does kind of play with him a little bit.
He does earlier in this comic. We didn't talk about it, but he does tell him he's a very talented man. Batman tells McGonagall he's very talented.
And so Batman... Go ahead.
I thought he was breaking his balls when he said that, to tell you the truth.
I mean, maybe.
It's hard to tell with brutal Batman. So Batman and Robin run away from McGonagall, get in their car, which is this blue thing now.
Convertible.
Yeah, but it looks like it's got tank wheels in the one panel.
Yeah, its fenders are like huge on it.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like it's got like tracks or something there. So they drive to... Oh, they're chasing home with the
doctor. Dr. Eckert.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. That's right. The doctor figured out how to get rid of the ugly. So they're afraid somebody's going to go kill that doctor, so they're going to his house.
Right. And so Batman busts through the front door.
And they are there already. They're getting ready to try to kill this doctor. Batman knows his shit, doesn't he?
Yeah. But he
world's greatest detective.
He couldn't break through a window, so he had to break the door off the hinges.
He busted the poor guy's door in.
And his vase, too.
Yes, the vase gets smashed on the way through the door.
Yeah, he's always breaking people's stuff.
Yeah. So Batman starts beating him up, and then Robin comes in through the window and tries to do his patented crotch move, but it doesn't work out for him. So he kicks him in the face.
Yeah.
And so the thugs run away again.
If we just keep running away, he's never going to catch us. Just run away. Every time he shows up, we run away.
So Batman gets in his car and follows them. And he learns that they keep disappearing because the car drives into a Mack truck kind of thing.
Yeah. Which he noticed earlier, by the way. He did mention that truck, but he didn't think nothing of it.
Right. And so he follows it to the real place. But then he gets knocked out again.
Whack in the back of the head. We forgot to say that he left Robin behind to watch the doctor, which, for some reason, Robin messes that up, too. But
Robin messes everything up, except for when he needs to knock someone out.
So, yeah, Batman got a blackjack to the back of the head again.
So that's knockout number 10. That's three times in two comics. He hasn't been knocked out since Robin's introduction, except for the last comic when Joker did it.
Yeah.
But this is since Robin's introduction. It's been that long.
He gets knocked out more in the Batman comics than he does in Detective, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, that's true, too. There's a lot of detective stuff going on in those ones.
Yeah.
So Batman wakes up chained in a basement.
Yeah, they chain everybody up, don't they?
Yeah, so the ugly people have Batman chained up this guy and this girl. And we learn that Larry Larimore is actually the evil, ugliest man in the world.
Yeah, but the story, how he became that is
crazy. Is
he putting
a mask on or something?
Yeah, he's got a rubberized mask on. It's a rubberoid. Whatever rubberoid means, it's a rubberoid mask.
So then Larry Larimore decides that he's going to tell his story and monologue. Apparently, in college, when he was joining a fraternity, the guy, I forget who this guy is. What?
Is it the guy who's got tied up?
Yeah, it's the guy who got tied up. I don't know where he came from, if he was introduced before.
No, he wasn't. I don't think so. They just are introducing him as like a college friend or something.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't show up at all before, right?
No, I don't
know. Not that I'm aware of.
That's not Batman's friend, right? That's not whatever his name is.
No, because he got turned ugly already.
Right, that guy's already ugly.
Yeah, no, then we didn't see this guy yet.
So he has this guy chained up in his basement. This guy and his fiance and his, or wife or whatever, tied up in the basement. Because this guy was the head of a fraternity, and as an initiation, he decided... You want to explain it?
No, because it's ridiculous. So he's going to pretend like he's going to inject this drug into the fraternity pledges, right? But he really mixes the drug up and puts it in a needle.
Yeah, why? If you're just going to pretend anyway.
It doesn't make any sense. He mixes all these drugs up and I'm going to pretend to stick it in him. I guess maybe he showed him that he was mixing the drugs up?
Maybe, but you could have at least still filled it with water or something.
You could have faked it. You definitely could have. Yeah, but I'm thinking now maybe this guy deserves it.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah.
So this guy going to pretend to put it in Larry Dyermore in college and gets bumped and accidentally sticks it with him and then turns him into the ugliest man in the world.
Yeah, with this crazy concoction of drugs.
But, and we can't figure, he couldn't figure out why his fiance left him and married the guy that stuck him with a needle.
Oh my god, this guy's a criminal.
Ex-fiance.
Exactly. This guy deserves to be in jail.
Poor Larry. Poor Larry Larimore. I feel bad for him now.
And so Larry spent years trying to figure out what the cocktail was, and then he finally did it and decided to turn evil and make everything ugly. I mean, if you could figure out the cocktail, the doctor figured out how to do a cure in like 10 minutes.
Wait. Oh, okay. His name's Carlson. Larry Larimore was the fake, what is his fake name? Because I'm like, wait, why does it say Carlson now? Now I get it.
I like Larry Larimore better.
Yeah, we're going to call him Larry Larimore anyway.
I think that's a better name.
Okay. I just got confused. I'm sorry.
That's okay. His real name's Carlson. But so I don't know why he decided he wants to destroy all beautiful things instead of just curing himself. But... And maybe go tell the cops that this happened and get this guy arrested.
He can't figure out a cure, but he can figure out the concoction that.
But that's what I mean.
Ugly.
He figured out the concoction, and the doctor, this Dr. Eckhart guy, figured out the cure in like 10 minutes. He couldn't figure it out.
Right.
He managed to do it. I'm just saying, this story is stupid.
The story is stupid, and it's about to get worse because now Robin is at that Dr. Eckhart's and says, oh, as long as you're all right, I'll leave you and go find Batman.
Yeah, I know I'm supposed to stay here and keep you safe, but you're fine. I'm gonna go.
As long as you're all right now. Okay, Robin, just do whatever you want, because you don't listen. That's why Batman's trying to kill you.
Well, maybe that's why he doesn't listen. Maybe Robin's on to Batman and thinks he's there and he's going to get himself killed.
Yeah, he's like, he left me here. I'm not dying here. I'm out of here.
I mean, we learned that Robin's pretty good at what he does, so maybe he's not stupid and not falling for Batman shit.
True. Maybe that's why he's not dead yet. Batman's been trying to kill him for a long time.
And Dick Grayson is too smart for Batman.
Yeah.
So, Larry Larimore is about to stick to his ex-fiance with the ugly serum. Wait, but Robin...
Do not skip the fact that Robin followed radioactive tire tracks to find Batman. Do not skip that, because that pissed me off. There's radioactive tire tracks now, too?
I'm just saying, the whole inside of their car is filled with that radioactive stuff. That's how they followed the cat in the previous one.
They're going to die of cancer, these two, because they're always got radioactive shit everywhere.
I'm just saying, that car is probably head to toe in radioactive stuff. They already said it's on the floors of the bat car, and so of course it's on the wheels, too.
Apparently it's on the wheels, and he just drives all around town making tracks everywhere of radioactive material.
Yeah, exactly.
But he knows which ones to follow to find him.
Because why isn't there track everywhere they drove all over the whole town?
Exactly.
Crossing each other and going backwards?
Well, Robin knew which way they came from, so that he just went the other way.
Okay. So go ahead. He was getting ready to stick this lady with the needle.
Yes, and then Robin shows up and starts beating up the thugs.
Yeah, because Batman couldn't do it, but Robin can.
Yeah, because Batman's tied up right now.
Yeah, well, then they popped him in the back of the head.
That's exactly. He needs time to recover. There's no cold water around.
That's true. If he would have fell into water, everything would have been fine.
Exactly. So Robin unties Batman, and then Batman starts throwing him around.
Yeah, he goes berserk.
And so before he gets free, that guy's in the process of about to stab this girl, right?
Yeah.
So Robin comes in, fights them. He has time to fight all these guys, and then go and stop him from stabbing the girl with the needle. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. I am completely wrong.
First thing he does is hit the needle out of his hand with a...
Nope, you're wrong. You're wrong, too. So he gets distracted as Batman's fighting him, and then the guy, Larry Ironmore, is about to stab Batman in behind with the ugly needle or a knife or whatever.
Yeah, but it looks like that needle gets hit with a ball or something.
No, McGonagall comes in and shoots him.
Okay.
McGonagall comes in and shoots Larry Larrymore. Yes.
Yeah, but when that first panel, when Larry Larrymore is trying to stab that woman with the needle.
Yeah, Dick Grayson hits it out of his hand with his
slingshot.
Whatever it's called, slingshot. Because he says he hit the helpless woman, suddenly a hiss. And
yeah.
You're right. It's just, I didn't notice it.
It's
all blent into the background. That's why I didn't see that.
And they didn't mention it at all. So.
No. It doesn't say, he got hit with a slingshot here.
No, it just says he heard a hiss and then they just move on.
So McGonagall comes in and shoots Larry Larrymore dead. And then tries to arrest Batman, but Batman pushes his hat down over his eyes and they run away.
And he struggles. He can't get his hat up off of his eyes.
Well, they did that all the time in the 40s.
I see that in the cartoons and stuff. I didn't know it was a real thing. This is a serious comic, Well, maybe that's why they make hats smaller now. Like, we don't have these big hats no more.
So then, the next day at Wayne Manor, they're reading how they bothered to explain how the concoction worked. Apparently, it's a mixture that paralyzes the thyroid gland and causes a form of disease known as mexidemia?
Cretinism.
Cretinism, yeah.
Yeah, cretin.
I know it. I just don't understand why they went out of their way to try and explain it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Full in-depth explanation of why. Like it mattered at all in this story.
Did not.
So, I'm assuming everybody got cured, everything's all fine, and then at the last panel is McGonagall saying, I'm going to find out who Batman is.
Yeah, he said, uh-oh. That makes me nervous, because he's really going to try looking into him now. So when we finished the last comic, I never gave you the individuals that were in that comic that's listed in the synopsis here.
You didn't?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Go.
Right, because we're going straight through. The Strange Case of the Diabolical Puppet Master. The individuals were Batman, Robin, Puppet Master, and Dr. Craig, and they both had their only appearance. Location was Gotham City. Okay, so now this one is the ugliest man in the world. This one says Batman, Robin. Was James Gordon in this one? He was, right?
Yes, briefly.
Okay. Larry Larrymore, only appearance because he dies. It says Eckert, only appearance. Harvey Dodge, only appearance.
Harvey Dodge is the first guy that Bruce's friend that got turned ugly.
Right.
Yeah, we weren't sure if we'd seen him before.
But I don't believe this, because later on I have a problem with one of their only appearance things. So then it says John Tyler, only appearance. Mrs. Tyler, only appearance. And then McGonagall, it says first appearance.
Which is true.
But later on, in one of the other comic books, it says McGonagall, only appearance. So.
Well, honestly, I tried to look up McGonagall because I thought he was interested, and I couldn't find much on it. He might only be in these two comics.
I think he shows back up in this book. They mean last appearance, you know, not only, but last.
Maybe.
So.
But, yeah, I don't know.
That's all I got for that one.
What I found interesting about this one is it doesn't end on one of those taglines, you know, follow Batman the next thing.
No, because they want to let you know McGonagall's coming back. That's why.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to the next story.
Before we go, I didn't really like that one.
Oh, yeah. I forget. We should probably mention that.
Yeah.
The Puppet Master one was nuts, but this one was stupid nuts.
This one was like a convoluted story. It wasn't great.
Yeah, no, I didn't like it at all.
It almost felt really rushed. Like, they had to come up with something, and they kind of just threw it together and like, added in McGonagall. Like, the whole thing was just really off the wall.
It was no Robin's dream. I'll say that much.
No, it was not. That was a good comment.
I'm not commenting on that. But no, the three of these four stories are underwhelming. It's like they had the cat storyline, the last story in this, and they didn't have anything else because these other three were not that good.
Yeah, this other one. Well, we'll get into it.
So I don't know. I'm not feeling this issue at all. Anyway, the next story is The Crime School for Boys.
I feel like we already had. When I started reading this, I'm like, I think I'm reading the wrong comic because I think I read this one already.
No, you're thinking of the one where they were at the boys' school and there was a murder.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was
thinking. It was a murder mystery. You had to choose who was going to win.
You had to pick that one.
Scooby-Doo at the end.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah, but they're running low on ideas, I think.
They definitely run low on ideas.
Because they're starting to repeat stuff.
I hope they get better, because they're only, like, the second year in, so.
Well, we're gonna get to some crazy stuff eventually.
I know.
So we're just gonna have to deal with these early stuff like this. So we open up with the splash page of Batman swinging from the clouds, I guess, because that rope's not attached to anything.
No.
Hitting a bunch of robbers on a roof. And that's an actual canon open, because he's just beating up these guys on a roof for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking to see if there's a reason for it. Oh, no, I didn't know what's going on. All right, so they're beating them up, and then the cops show up on the roof. Wait, no, I'm sorry. Those are more thugs. I thought they were dressed in blue, so I thought they were cops.
No, yeah, they're more thugs.
Two more thugs shows up, and Batman throws one guy off the roof, and he's dead. I'm counting it.
I mean, it's a monkey flip. He is headed for the edge of that roof.
Yeah, he's dead. That's a 35.
How do you know he didn't catch a pole on the way down like Batman always does?
Do you see a pole? They don't show a pole. And no. He's like 3-4 stories up. He's dead.
He's dead.
He got tossed into oblivion. So, yeah, that's 35. So Batman continues to fight them. He's chasing them from rooftop to rooftop. These criminals are really agile, because they can manage to jump.
That's a far jump.
Yeah.
I mean, Batman can do it, so. Well, no, Batman. These guys are just as good.
At some point, Batman has to use a rope where they jumped.
Yeah. He's got to use a clothesline or something.
Rope. He does grab the clothesline.
Do they always have ropes from building to building like that?
I don't know. Didn't they use clotheslines like that from building to building?
Did they, but it's from the rooftop to rooftop. It's weird.
Either it's a clothesline or a power line. I don't know.
It says it's a rope.
Yeah.
That's the rope's part. I don't.
That's maybe they think they can get from building to building by just, like, you know, using their belt and sliding across or something.
I don't know. I just know Batman, the rope breaks and Batman swings over and kicks two thugs on a, what the hell, a fire escape.
Jeez. Yeah.
Fire escape. And then they try to run away and Batman dives down after them, headbutts Three Stooges them.
Yeah, he starts telling jokes every time he hits somebody at this point. I don't like
it. I know, Batman. I noticed that in the last one.
I think they're getting their character confused with Robin.
Right. Well, Robin's okay when he does it. Jokey Batman's like, I don't know.
Yeah, you think Robin would be the one with the jokes, right? Not Batman.
Jokey Batman kind of takes away from his, like, his dark, you know, exterior.
Especially since he just killed a guy.
He's still, like, I'm looking back, and every time he punches somebody in this one, he tells a joke.
Yeah, well, he continues to beat them up, and he's about to punch this other guy in the face, and he turns out to be a kid.
Yeah.
I guess, like, he looks like, in this pattern, he looks like 16 or something like that.
Yeah, he's got
pimples. Yeah, they make him look young in the thing. He's got, like, he's just got a young face.
Yeah.
So Batman says, the kid's like, don't let the cops get me. Batman says, clean up your act. Or I'm going to get you. And then the kid runs away. Yeah. After agreeing. But it doesn't actually let him go. Batman follows him. And apparently, this guy named... What's his name?
Pockets.
Pockets is running a criminal school for kids.
Yeah. Teaching them how to pickpocket and stuff. He's named Pockets, so he must be a good pickpocket.
Yeah, so he's teaching them how to steal things. Also, they can get into the mobs and join... Big Boy Daniel's gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a little recruiting school. Like, he trains them, and then the mob comes and picks the best ones to move up.
I mean, I can see that, I guess, in the bad neighborhoods where they just get the kids to do stuff and, you know, take their money from them.
I mean, they do rob paper boys in this.
Right.
Yes.
Era, so, I guess it's just a ploy to get Robin involved. Let's be real.
It is. It's like, as soon as you see the little boy, you're like, uh-oh, here comes Robin. This is all Robin.
Uh-huh. Anyway, the kid goes back to Pockets and says, Batman got involved. And then the Pockets just gives the kid a pep talk of how he's going to be a great mobster someday. And yeah. Pockets is like, all right, I'm going to stick with this then. And Batman overhears this whole thing and then just leaves.
He goes back to home. He's close enough to listen to all this. Why don't he just go in and kick their asses?
He says that it...
He's going to do something about this.
He says he's going to do something about it, but he says he doesn't do it because it's not going to solve anything. They're just going to come back and do it again or something.
He doesn't want them to admire criminals. You're right, I see it.
Right, so he has to come up with a plan to teach him the lesson.
Yeah. So he goes home. So he goes home and says, Robin, I'm creating, what's it called? Oh, I lost it.
A gym or something.
No, what's it called? What are they called? I can't find the word in here.
Boys
like
club?
A YMCA?
For a community center.
Community center. Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm going to create a community center with all the sports equipment for these kids. And you're going to go and recruit them.
He's going to go recruit them. And he does that by, like, fighting a bully.
Well, before that happens, Bruce goes and buys a condemned building or a fallen apart building from this guy. And then apparently outfits it in like 2 days.
It makes a gymnasium for underprivileged children in the neighborhood.
Right. And so Robin goes to, it looks like a pier.
Yeah, he's down on the docks.
Because,
That's where the bad guys hang out, on the docks. They're waiting for the new shipment to come in so they can rob it.
And then Jughead from Archie is picking on him because he's wearing that Jughead hat.
Yeah, Jughead's back there. I do see Jughead.
So
was that a real hat?
I don't know.
I don't know. It almost looks like a king's crown.
It looks like Jughead.
Yeah. He moved over from Archie Comics for this issue only. So these three bullies decide they're going to pick on Dick, and then Dick kicks the crap out of them.
Yeah, of course.
Because he's
Batman's ass last issue, so I guess he kicks some kids' asses.
I mean, he's Robin, so of course he does. I mean, what a surprise. And they're like, oh, you're awesome. I wish I could do that. And Robin's like, you can come to this community center where we can learn how to do all this stuff.
But if we're going to play sports, we're going to do it fair. And we're going to make sure everything's fair.
And then as they're playing basketball, the one kid tries to cheat. And Robin's like, nope, if you're going to play, you have to play fair.
Yep. He's going to be honest, even if it kills him, the kid says after that.
Yep. And still honesty, but it's not enough because the kids are still going to the crime school.
Yeah, they're only being honest in sports.
Yep. So
basically, just to be able to use the gym.
Right.
They don't really care about anything else.
Yeah.
So they're going back to the crime school. I think they invite Dick at this point. So Dick calls Bruce and tells him what's up. And then we get at the school, we're introduced to Big Boy Daniel, the head of the mafia. This is who you got kids need to aspire to be.
He's decided to take two of the best pupils into his mob.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Batman's hanging outside of a window.
Is he just dangling there, or is he swinging? I think he's just hanging there.
That's what I got.
He's just hanging there. Because even in the next one, he's just still holding onto the rope out in front of the window.
He is.
Yeah, he's just listening to this conversation, because Big Boy Daniel is short on men, so he's going to send these... He's got two jobs that need to be done. He's going to send one of his two kid recruits to each job.
Yeah, one's the Wolf Fur Warehouse, which got hit in an issue before.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yep.
Or was it a hideout or something?
I thought they went and robbed it. The wolf.
Maybe.
I remember.
I don't remember. So, anyway, that's the plan, but I forget what inside the boy gives the men instructions. Oh, the next night, that's where it is.
Okay.
At the Wolf Fur Warehouse. The
next night, Batman shows up to stop them, and he uses a ladder to do so.
Yeah, he uses a ladder and punches everybody. He cooks three men in a ladder, and then punches all three of them at the same time.
It's very Three Stooges.
And then he threatens a child.
He grabs the kid again.
Yes, he does. He threatens the child. And he promises he's going to go straight this time.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, across the city at the Van Pison apartment where they're trying to rob it, Batman just happens to show up there too.
Well, he heard them say they were doing the Wolf Fur place and the Van Pison apartment they were going to clean out.
Yeah, but they're happening at the same time.
Oh, he made it.
Yeah, well, that's why he was able to catch. He got all three in the ladder, knocked them out, grabbed the kid, and headed over to the other crime scene.
Yeah, he's swinging. You know, when you swing up high, it goes faster.
Way faster.
Yeah. I forgot that's how that works.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a partner for a reason.
Actually, earlier when he was being jokey Batman and beating everybody up, he said the fastest way from one point to another is a straight line. So he gets on them ropes and he goes straight over and gets there fast.
Yeah, but he could have had Robin just do this.
Is Robin at this apartment with him or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
Robin's not... I don't even know what Robin's doing at this point.
Right, I don't know either. He's probably at the gym.
Yeah, he's playing basketball.
Yeah.
Anyway, Batman beats them up, and then Big Boy Daniel bends Green Arrow?
or yeah, I don't know what the shower curtain rod?
I don't know what that is. It's supposed to be impressive.
Weird. It's double-headed.
Whatever it is, it's supposed to be impressive, but it's not. So, you guys are going to disagree with me, but Batman calls Big Boy Daniels and says, you better stop Pockets from running his school, or I'm going to take you down or something like that.
Guess what?
Which cause...
I'm not going to disagree with you. I am not going to disagree with you. I am on board with this one. Go ahead.
Because after Batman tells Big Boy Daniels that Pockets' school has to be shut down, Big Boy Daniels thinks Pockets rats on him and then shoots him and kills him. Batman killed him.
That was Batman's plan, to get him killed, and then he said, now that's murder.
Yep.
Yep, he killed him. Batman killed him.
I thought I was going to get more of an argument, but that's 36 in my book.
what's your view on that one, Lumpy?
I mean, I give it to Batman killed him, but I'm still okay with it.
Right, but I do think Batman set him up. And
but yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Why else would he call him and do that? <Right. laughs>
Tell Pockets, oh, it was you.
So he kills two birds with one stone there. He gets the leader of the school dead and gets Big Boy at the place so that he can break in and find him.
Yeah.
So I want to bring out something about the kill count. This is not our moral judgment whether or not we agree with if he's killing him. This is a factual thing of if he kills him or not.
Right. But if you wanted to be, you know, specific, it's not by Batman's hand there.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought I was going to get the argument. But Lumpy was given a moral judgment there, which is not involved with the kill count at all.
No, I think he is directly responsible for that murder, no doubt.
Sometimes when I look at it, like when you said he killed all of those cops, I was like, well, or the pygmies. You gave him kill counts for the pygmies. I don't know that he really wanted to kill those pygmies. I mean, he had to fight them. So there's a chance that they're not dead. That's what I'm saying. This guy, I'm giving you the kill count. He wanted that guy dead anyway.
Oh, so, yeah. Yeah, he was directly responsible for that murder, no doubt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This one, the pygmies, I'm still fighting for the pygmies. I don't know
I only count that part of your kill count. I only count it four of the 10 pygmies. The four that got splattered against that thing on the top of the moving train. Four are dead.
I don't know if they're dead. If we open a TeePublic site, I'm going to make a shirt that says I'm fighting for the pygmies.
The pygmies live. That's the one I'll make.
God damn it.
And Christian pissed out.
I dropped my mouse. Anyway, the pygmies live, but yes, Batman killed this guy.
Yeah.
No. The kill count's at 36. That's what I have. That's the official count.
I'm okay with the 36, because we didn't see even if you don't agree with the pygmies, we didn't see everything he was doing in the beginning. I think he was just going into people's houses and killing them when we weren't looking, because he was a murderer. Batman was a serial killer in the beginning.
My shirt's just going to say the number 32.
Well, we're not done yet.
My shirt is going to say is 32.
Well, you say that now, but we got a lot of comics to go before Batman becomes no-kill Batman. So.
And they don't end here, that's for sure.
All right, so Batman shows up and fights Big Boy Daniels.
Yeah, he shows up and he's gonna arrest Big Boy Daniels, but then decides he's gonna. How about you fight me instead?
Well, yeah. Well, how else are you gonna arrest him? He's not gonna go quietly.
Yeah, no, but it seemed like they were challenged to a fight rather than he let him take his coat off.
Yeah, Batman challenged him to an honest fight in order to change the hearts and minds of the children.
That's what happened.
Yep.
Yep.
Because Batman starts kicking Big Boy Daniel's ass, and then Big Boy Daniel pulls out a chair, and then Batman pokes him in the eye.
That's not fair.
and then Big Boy Daniels puts Batman in a chokehold, and then in the next panel, Batman's got him by the ears and he's about to throw him.
Slam him down on his face.
Face plants him with his ears, yeah.
But then Big Boy Daniels pulls out a gun and cheats. Yeah, and that's not honest. the kids say. So Dick Grayson's like, we got to get in there and help. He's cheating. And so the kids and Batman beat up all the criminals.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah, but wait.
I like when they're pulling on the guy's ears.
I like when the kid only in the back's bashing somebody in the head with a baseball bat.
Yes, he definitely is well away.
That guy's dead too, but that ain't Batman's fault. That guy's dead.
He's on another kid's shoulders.
If that guy's dead, it's definitely Robin's fault.
Yeah,
not Batman's.
I would blame Robin for that. But well, we don't have to put that on a kill count. But
no, Robin's got his own kill count, but it's fairly low. It's only at 2.
Yeah, he only killed a couple people. Yeah. No big deal.
Anyway, so then we get the little PSA at the end about how they're not going to be criminals, the kids.
Yeah. And Dick moved away. So he doesn't have to go back to that gym ever again.
Right. So he doesn't have to talk to these idiots anymore.
I'm not talking to them ghetto kids anymore. I'm out of here.
I'm Bruce Wayne's ward. You know how much money I have? Yeah, I can't be caught with that.
Deal with you peons.
So did Batman leave the community center open for these people?
Yeah, I think so. Because
he said, we did our bet. We did our job, but it's up to other cities to do the same. Build more playgrounds, gymnasiums.
Yeah.
Encourage youngsters to join school and church organizations. Do this and we will wipe out crime. I got news for you. It's 60 years later and crime's still not
you didn't wipe out.
Out
crime.
Yeah. Yeah. That didn't work out.
And so ends another adventure for Batman and Robin. Yeah, that one was lame too.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. The Crime School for Boys, the individuals were Batman. All I got listed here is Batman, Robin, Big Boy Daniels, and Pockets. So I guess Jughead and all them other kids don't mean nothing.
They were never given names. So.
Yeah. So and the location says Gotham City. I guess this is Gotham's ghetto, I guess.
Yeah, well, actually, Gotham City doesn't actually get named until the next Batman issue.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it's still like Metropolis or like...
Why?
Still, they're never calling it Gotham in the comics.
It's still Gotham. It's just not named yet.
Okay.
That's what I mean. They don't call it Gotham at all in the comic yet.
Yeah. Anyway, this one felt like a...
This one was a public service announcement. That's exactly what it was.
That's what TJ was just going to say.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. This is just a PSA.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really lame, honestly.
Yeah.
It's legitimately all it was. There was nothing else really to it except for that.
Lame joke in Batman and...
I feel like that one was for the kids. You got jokey Batman. You got the kids learning lessons. I feel like that was exactly what that one was for. Hey, even if you're an adult reading the Batman comic, here's one to show your children.
Yeah
I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to the reason this comic was made.
And anybody bought it.
So, this one's story number 4 is called The Batman versus the Catwoman. It is also 13 pages long. Oh, yeah, 13 pages long. And we open up on a splash page with said Catwoman with an actual cat head running away from Batman.
I never knew that she started out. I mean, I don't know where she started. We've already talked about her. But I never knew she ever put a cat mask on her head. It's crazy.
At first, I thought they actually changed the character so she got an anamorphic head.
Right. It doesn't look like a mask. It looks like she's a woman with a cat head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, apparently it's a mess, but she's on the splash page, she's running away from Batman, and Robin's looking on from the rooftops, so...
Apparently Robin couldn't make that jump. Batman made the jump, Robin stopped. He's like, I'm not trying that jump.
No, I think Robin's like, he's only gonna let her go anyway, why should I f***ing chase her?
It's like, listen, that's Batman's girlfriend, I'm out of here, I can't mess with that.
I'm gonna give Batman a minute alone with her, I'm not gonna chase, I'll stay back.
Anyway, that's not a canon opening. So we really open in some old rich place couple's home. They just got back from a party, and then... The Catwoman in her cat mask shows up with a gun.
Can I ask a question? Have you ever been in someone's house who has like a safe on the wall like that? Because there's a lot of safes on walls in these.
I think there was a lot of them back then, though.
I mean, I've been to like Disney World where there's a safe on the wall. They have lock boxes on the wall so you can lock your stuff away if you're worried about the maid stealing it and stuff. But I've never seen one like in a private home.
It's funny because I've always wanted to put one in. I just don't have anything to put in it.
Well, you got to put jewelry in it. If you're going to put it up, you got to put jewelry in it.
But I've always wanted to have one.
But then you would need to buy a painting, too.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I have paintings I can hide it behind. It's just what I don't really have anything to put. I'll put my Legos in it. Because those are my prized possessions. So
Catwoman robs these people at gunpoint, which surprised me. Because she's usually just a cat burglar. She doesn't actually go with armed robbery. It's usually
She's not an armed robber.
Yeah.
But she shows up and says, give me your jewels. And they give her jewels and she runs away.
Maybe she thought
the
they were out.
Point of,
and she showed up and they were home. So she's like, oh, well, I'm still going to rob them.
I guess that's true. I just, the whole point of her being the cat is that she's like stealthy. You know what
sneaky,
I mean? That
quiet.
She sneaks in and gets out.
It's, but she could, even if that was the case, she could have waited till they went to bed.
Instead she breaks in and holds them up.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels out of character for her.
Yeah.
Anyway, the cat has been stealing a lot of stuff in the newspaper, making the police look bad. And they can't have a woman making them look bad.
No.
So they need to get this. I mean, imagine being made a fool of by a mere girl, is what they say.
That's exactly what it says.
And then they assign McGonagall to the cat and tell him to shut up.
Because somehow he managed to solve that case a while back. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, somehow you managed to solve the last mysterious case. So you're on the job, McGonagall.
Yep, that's it. And then he goes to say something. He's like, shut up.
Do your job.
See what I mean? They make him look like an idiot. Like, it was not even possible for you to solve that other case, but you did. So now we're going to make you do this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe Gordon's just a jerk to everyone under him.
That's a possibility, too. Maybe he's a crappy
because
boy.
He does hang out with Bruce Wayne, and Bruce Wayne comes off as, like, a lazy good-for-nothing, so they're
friends.
He thinks
he's better than everybody else. Yeah, maybe Gordon's, like, the same way.
Yeah, so maybe he's just a bad boss.
Yeah, I guess that's true, and, you know, they get that ego. He's the chief, you know, commissioner.
Exactly.
Whatever, so.
Actually, in the next panel, they describe Bruce Wayne as an unsavory reputation of being a spendthrift society playboy.
Exactly. And he's best friends with Gordon, apparently, because that's who he goes to and sees him a lot.
Yeah, he does.
So Bruce is reading in the paper about how the Catwoman's stealing stuff, and Robin's like, or Dick's like, well, I guess we're going to go do this then. Or you're going to go do this. And then Batman gets dressed and leaves Robin at home. He's like, I got this.
Yeah, because he knows it's the cat. He's like, uh-uh, Robin, you can't be seeing this stuff that I'm planning on doing tonight.
So he's going out patrolling the streets and he comes upon a murder as this guy stabs some guy.
He just comes upon a murder.
Yeah. These guys stab this guy and Batman beats them up, but it's too late. The guy says his death warned them, watch out for the and then Batman gets knocked out again with a gun. So
he does. Does. Yeah, I didn't even realize that. It's another knockout.
Yep. That's why I paused there. I closed my book and forgot that it was coming. Batman knockout number 11. He got knocked out four times for four stories. Twice in one, none in another. But he still averaged one a knockout per story this time.
His knockout count's going to pass his kill count.
It's only at 11, though.
Yeah, it's not that high. But he's got to stop. He had to stop killing people, so we'll see.
His death count is more than double his knockout count right
now. Yeah, right now.
So, I don't know. But anyway, after Batman gets knocked out, McGonagall shows up, lets the criminals get away, and then handcuffs Batman while he's unconscious. McGonagall caught Batman.
But didn't take his mask off.
Right, he's saying I'm going to find out who he is. He finds him laying there and he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, so you can take it as that, but maybe Batman just woke up really quickly.
Possible, but he was asleep long enough to get handcuffs on him.
Right, so he wanted to make sure he was going to handcuff him so he couldn't do anything.
Maybe,
and then he was going to take it.
Maybe there was a puddle. Maybe there was a puddle there.
Cold water. McGonagall had enough time to light his cigar while Batman stood up.
No, I think McGonagall's cigar is just always lit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get at.
No, he's lighting it.
Oh, he is lighting it. You're right.
He's lighting it as he's talking to Batman, who's already up, though.
Yeah, he's already up on his
That's what I'm saying. He had enough time to let Batman stand up after he threw the thing. Once you throw the cuffs on him, you pull his hood off.
Yeah.
The guy's laying face down on the ground.
I don't know. Regardless of what happened, Batman punches him in the face and runs away.
With his cuffs.
Yes.
And then they never tell you how Batman gets out of the cuffs.
Well, he's Batman.
Yeah. He uses muscles of steel.
McGonagall wakes up and finds the murder victim, and then it's in the paper the next day.
But he doesn't mention Batman because the boys are going to laugh at him again.
Well, of course, because it's all it does.
Yeah.
So Bruce, is it Bruce?
It's Bruce.
Yeah, he's with Gordon, right?
Oh, I don't know. Is that Bruce with that crappy coat on?
Yes, with that weird jacket. Bruce, it is Bruce.
Like, Bruce looks like he's bulking up. He looks like he's getting that fat.
That's because
yeah, he's got these drawings of him in that coat are really strange.
Well, he's got that bat suit underneath there. That's why.
That's probably maybe. It. He's got the cape all tucked up under there and stuff. Nobody notices. Exactly. Like, nope. Bruce, you're putting on a little weight.
So Gordon brings Bruce to these guys that are getting a shipment of diamonds in. Why he's bringing Bruce Wayne? This isn't mundane task questioning about this murder that he should not even be a part of. Maybe Bruce Wayne killed that guy. You don't know.
Bruce? No, he's rich. He can't be involved in any of that.
Yeah, he doesn't need any of that.
That's fair, but I will remind you, he does have 36 deaths on his
head. This is true. He was a serial killer for a little while.
Bruce Wayne does not have any deaths.
Batman has deaths.
That we know of. Who knows how many people he practiced on before he got to be Batman?
True.
There are two different people.
Yeah, but he had to practice before he became Batman.
He just lifted. He didn't kill people.
You don't know that.
He became a killer after he put the suit on.
The suit makes him crazy. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe when he was putting the suit on, he bumped his head at midnight.
Yeah, that's what it was. This all happened at midnight.
Yeah, he bumped his head at midnight, and he had the suit on, and now he kills people.
You would think all the wax on the head would change him back at some point, but it's not happening.
So these guys are putting on a fashion show for their expensive diamonds for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, that makes no sense to me. Let's give this to strangers and let them walk around with them.
Yeah, it's weird.
But don't worry, nothing bad will happen.
So Bruce is telling Dick what's going on, and then we get a scene of Catwoman in her mask just lounging around, and she just lounged around with her mask.
She's reading the paper with it on. She's laying on the couch reading the paper with it on for some reason. She's a weirdo.
So,
but what is she wearing?
It looks like a yellow dress.
Oh, you know what? It's just a shadow. It almost looks like she has like a bat on her chest.
It does.
But it's a shadow.
Yeah, it's just a shadow.
So Bruce Wayne shows up at the fashion show, and they introduce a blonde girl in a green dress, and then this girl in blue with black hair that looks like the Catwoman.
Right.
It looks like Selina Kyle. Well,
all the girls with black hair look the same with the way they draw them.
That's everyone.
Fair. Yeah.
But every one of them. So these first two girls have gems on, but the most expensive one comes on, and she's got yellow dress and blonde hair. And she attacks the guy and runs out with the jewel.
Yeah, he uses magician's powder and makes it blow up and gets out.
I guess she takes off the wig she's wearing and pulls out her cat mask because it's really Catwoman.
Yeah, but she leaves the same dress on.
Yeah, her disguise is just the mask.
Yeah, and they're like, holy smokes, mask. It's the cat.
I don't think anybody can recognize things from the shoulders down because people just wear the same shit over and over again.
True. Well, we've seen Superman just takes his glasses off and he's done. He's like, so.
That's fair. Anyway, Catwoman runs away but gets caught by the thugs.
Yeah, that's weird too.
But by thugs. And then Robin's driving in this mini car.
First, the thugs. Did they just know Catwoman was coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It does show up. Yeah, and then Robin, who is what, 12, 15?
12. I still think he's 12, yeah. Maybe 13 at this point.
Okay, driving a car. He's driving a car.
And it's not his first time driving. So.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He's driving what's called a runaway Comet. It's a miniaturized car.
Where do you see that? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
It's just driving it like a runaway Comet.
Yeah.
A toy car.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like a toy car. It does say that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how they let him drive then. It's not a real car. It's like a, you know, you buy your kid those power wheels, it's a power wheel.
It's an electrical power wheel.
Power wheels. I don't know how it's going so fast.
Going 40 miles an hour chasing these guys.
I missed that completely. It's a kid's car that he's driving. Okay, it's fine then.
He's 12, chasing bad guys in his power wheels.
Well, while Robin's doing that, Batman's climbing out of a window.
Oh, well, that's swinging, how he gets everywhere. We know that.
And already. Walking across ledges and then swinging across rooftops.
Like, does he have a plan or does he just do this at random places? Like, he just swings around.
It's random.
Okay,
it's random. Kind of, okay. Yeah, it's totally random. He kind of walks the city.
Swings around and shit. Yeah. Oh, that looks like a fun place.
Randomly sees a murder. You know, it's just random.
Not in this case. This case, he has somewhere to be, so he's going in the straightest line possible to get to this guy's head.
Oh, he is. He's going to the Diamond Syndicate. I forgot he was going to the Diamond Syndicate.
He's going to the Diamond Syndicate to get one of the guys who put on the fashion show because he's behind it. And the guy pulls a gun, and Batman knocks it out of his hand and punches him in the face. And then he calls Robin in his wireless radio.
Yeah, his belt buckle.
That shows back up. So Batman drags this guy to Robin, and then walks him all the way to wherever they're keeping the Catwoman, because he just knows that.
Yeah.
Yep, he's dragging him by his shirt.
And he pushes him through the door because he can't go through the door himself. He's got to put someone else through the door first.
he can't cross the threshold by himself. He's got to get somebody to do it for him.
Yep. And then the guy finds out that his partner is trying to kill the Catwoman. And he's going to kill him because he doesn't want to... After they hired the Catwoman to steal the diamonds, he doesn't want to share anymore.
Yeah.
So Robin does his patented crouch move.
Oh, he does. Yes. That's right. He does get his crotch on a guy's head.
Yes, he does. Sideways this time.
Yeah.
And then Batman and Robin beat up some thugs, and Batman unties Catwoman, and then Catwoman goes and scratches the little guy's eyes out.
She does want to scratch his eyes out. She says, I'll scratch his eyes out.
But Batman holds her back, and then ties them up, and they captured him.
But he doesn't tie her back up. Why doesn't he tie her back up?
Because they're not in that stage of their relationship.
Yeah, apparently.
So Batman and Catwoman are flirting, and then the bad guys are monologuing about how they did their stuff. And then Batman says, well, I guess I gotta arrest you this time. And then Catwoman kisses him and pushes him away and runs away.
That's it. Gone. He doesn't even try to catch her. He is... smitten.
He's definitely smitten. I feel bad for Julie.
Oh no, she slammed the door. I can't bust through this one. Then they get outside. I can't go after her.
They get outside and Robin's like, let's get her. And he's like, oh, she's too far away.
Yep. Yeah, she just got too far.
I don't know how we're going to ever catch her if we try.
I feel bad for Julie Madison.
If she's still around, who knows? We'll find out eventually.
So Catwoman gets away, and then Batman throws a package at McGonagall, and McGonagall opens it up, and it's the stolen jewels that Catwoman stole, and a note with his patented blob at the bottom of it. That's not a bat.
That's not a bat.
At the bottom.
That's like that is a scribble. That is not a bat.
Yeah,
it's the blob. We explained this.
That one's bad, though. He didn't even try that time. He gets an F.
And notes. The note, he was probably in a hurry. The note says where the bad guys are, and McGonagall says, I'm going to find out who Batman is. Grr.
Now, does anybody have a better copy? Because what does it say at the end there? He says, I'm sorry I couldn't deliver the cat, bro.
Here are the missing
I couldn't deliver the cat too.
It is too. It's a little smudged on mine. And then he calls him.
Sorry I couldn't deliver the cat too. Okay. Your old pal. The blob.
Yeah, the blob. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
And he's like, he's going to get the Batman eventually. And then we see Catwoman driving away, deep in thought, wondering, wishing that Batman was driving the cars and she was sitting next to him and they could be normal people.
Yeah.
The end.
The end. Let's see who the appearances were on this one. This is the one I was talking about. Batman versus Catwoman. Batman, Robin, James Gordon, Catwoman, Daryl, Hoffer. And they don't say only appearance for those two. Blake says only appearance, but then McGonagall says only appearance. I'm wondering if they mean last appearance.
Maybe. Because I know McGonagall does show up again, but I don't think he shows up again in Detective or Batman, and I think it's like way in the future.
Oh, okay.
Like he's just reused somewhere.
And one of those spin-off comics that aren't really canon, but they do them anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that was Batman number 3.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
No.
The last one with the cat was interesting. I mean, it wasn't terrible, but the first three were just thrown.
Well, that's the thing. It had the Catwoman in it, so it felt like they tried with her because she's...
Yes.
It's a returning character and so forth and so forth. It felt like the second story, The Ugliest Man in the World, was just there to establish McGonagall for this story.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah, he
I
was definitely like a callback from the first, yeah, from the second comic.
Just so they could have like a running story at some point.
Yeah.
And then the school one was just a stupid PSA. And then the puppeteer one was just one of those crazy ones out of nowhere.
I didn't hate the puppeteer one. I was okay with that one.
No, but
that
it was, one didn't bother it was me just
as much.
Crazy nonsense, you know?
It was the best of the three, besides the cat one. It was definitely
Right. It was the best of the first three. Yeah. The second two were totally worthless. They were just out there. They didn't do it.
The first one was like, it felt the puppeteer one felt like one of those side stories you throw in somewhere if you don't have anything else.
Right.
Right. But it was an actual story at least.
Right. And the other two felt like, you know, we just need something. Let's throw in those in there.
Yeah.
Even if they're not great. And then
The second one was to introduce McGonagall. There was nothing else about it. And the third one was a PSA. That's it.
I do like that they're introducing new villain, like one villain per new Batmans, you know? Like they had Joker, then they had her and Joker actually in the last one, and then this one, just her.
It's just her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like Catwoman and Joker only show up in Batman.
Right, yeah, they're not going to waste them in Detective Comics. Although
Joker did show up in the last Detective Comics, but... He was, but...
Yeah, since he wasn't going to be in this...
Was he in the last Detective Comics?
Yeah, he was, wasn't he? Yeah. He was the last one, last review he did. It was...
Yeah.
But yeah, Joker shows back up in the next Batman issue, though, but Catwoman's not in it.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So, I don't know. This one was just really underwhelming. It's just sad, but...
Yeah, it was a little... It was a bit of a letdown. I mean, I couldn't read.
A lot of things up to now were pretty great. So, like, you can't complain about one time.
That's not necessarily true, because we had a string of Detective Comics there that, like, three of them were really bad.
Yeah, but nothing beats some giant one. That giant one is still... We're all in agreement that giant one was the best, right?
The best that they ever put out.
Yeah, yeah.
Giant.
Do we have anything else to say about this one?
No, I do not.
All right. Well, I guess in that case, Uncle Chris, it's
job. Do you guys don't have the PSA in the front of the end of the book?
I do.
I was just going to skip it.
Ah, okay. Yeah, well, it's just Batman talking about, you know, being American and stuff like that. So
yeah, no, it was. I had enough
crime
of the PSA.
Doesn't pay.
Yeah. I had enough of the PSA shit with the Robin story.
And okay. Robin says. And what the Batman says goes double for me.
Right. But, I mean, they were pretty patriotic. I thought it was kind of cool, but it was, you're right, it's just another PSA.
I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I get it.
I mean, and also, it has nothing to do with Batman.
No. Like, it sounds like Captain America.
Yeah, I kind of got that feel myself. Yeah.
It's just like the writers... This is what Batman's saying to you.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the comics. That's why I was just going to skip it. But
yeah, I mean, I guess we should have mentioned it. It's good. So what? You can't wait to hear my joke is why you wanted to skip it. That's I understand.
I just
that's what it is.
I want to get your joke over with so I can end the podcast.
I'm so excited.
This is a good one. This is you ready for this
because
one?
Because this is going to be an hour and 37 minute podcast that I got to edit.
Well, as long as you keep the joke in, I don't care what else you take out.
Yeah.
Are you ready? What did the bread say to Batman?
What?
Your toes? Rye so serious.
What does that have to do with Batman? That's not even a Batman joke.
His name's in it. His name is in it. It says to Batman. Well,
and isn't that Joker's line?
Why so serious? Not now. Why not, so not serious? Not for like another 50 years.
Yeah, but. Not yet. But
come on, Spoil. You want to hear another one? Don't waste all my jokes, but I'll give you one more, and this is it. You ready? I emailed Netflix and asked if they had Batman Forever. They said no, just till the end of June.
Bye.
See ya.
TJ here from Comics and Us, just here to plug the social media. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is at EveryTNUs because someone took Everything and Us. But the name of the Twitter page is Everything and Us Podcast. And then the handle is at EveryTNUs. You can also check us out on Instagram, which is also Everything and Us. These all encapsulate all the podcasts that I do. But you're going to find all your updates for Comics and Us, Anime and Us, so forth and so forth. You can also contact us right now at everythinginuspodcasts@gmail.com. Still working on the website. And until then, that's where you can get a hold of us. That's all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.